Let me explain what happens when you pass over. The real you is still upstairs, your higher self, and you chose this life and the experiences you wanted to go through. Let me first give you an example of an old lady I knew who knew nothing of life after death. I never had a chance to tell her what really happens. Her church had told her that she was to be judged and would either end up in heaven or hell, and she was scared and very, very insecure. She was fading fast, and her family had been called, and she was in and out of a coma, and they did not expect her to last more than a few days. Now, let me explain what happens here. If you were to verbally tell me about your school days, it would take you hours to get the message across, and then it would only be the highlights. Yet you have all of those experiences in your head. To simplify things, let's say that you could transfer that part of your brain with those experiences to me, and then I would have complete knowledge of your school days, and only in a few seconds. This is what's happening to the old lady. She received an instant understanding of life after death. So she knew the whole story of what happens when she dies, where she goes, what happens, and so on. So the next day, her real family gathered around her bed and saw that she'd suddenly perked up. She was lucid and very happy. But could she tell them what she just experienced? If she did, would they believe her? And the answer is no. What we see in meditation when we're helping somebody to pass over is a rainbow of colors coming from the head, connecting them to spirit. Their soul moves along this rainbow and up into a higher dimension. Sometimes, if we've astral traveled into their dimension during meditation, we can hold their hand, help them across, and hand them over to their spiritual family and friends. This is a fantastic experience as we're able to feel just a little bit of the beautiful love that they have over there. They restrict how much we can feel, otherwise we may be tempted to just pass over ourselves. Now, what a person sees when they pass over is different. They start to see spirit around them that they recognize. A single spirit that they recognize may take their hand and just walk around a hospital and into a different dimension, or they may look upwards into a tunnel of light and feel a tremendous love coming from it and just start to float upwards. Now, as your vibrations rise, you cross over into another dimension, which is what you'd call heaven. On arrival, you're bound to be disorientated, and it would take you some time to adjust of your real life, and also what it can do. Now, thought is the beginning of creation, and you can create whatever you want over there because you're no longer in a physical world. When you arrive, you may not know this, and because you think you're wearing the same clothes that you passed over in, you are. So a fisherman catches the biggest marlin, and Mr. Moneybags will create the biggest pile of gold, because thought is creation. Now, you still have free will. If you want to catch the biggest marlin every day, then you can. Whatever you think makes it happen. So it takes quite a bit of adjustment. And once you've settled down, then it's time to finish the lessons that you started in your last life on Earth. You're taken by your guides to review your past life. Did you make the right decisions? Did you experience what you wanted to do? You review your whole life as seen by you and by seen by everybody else that you came into contact with very quickly, because time is different over there. So you judge yourself, and then you decide if you learned the lessons well enough. And when you choose your next life on Earth, when you're ready, you may elect to experience the same lessons again, or graduate to new ones.